From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Turkey suffers yet another fatal bombing attack. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has vowed to avenge Wednesday's car bombing in central Ankara that killed at least 28 and wounded dozens. The blast occurred as a convoy of military buses stopped for a traffic light at an intersection close to the parliament and military headquarters.
Olay yerindeki en ufak, en ince
Turkish Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmaz said an investigation is underway, but there is no information regarding who was responsible. The Islamic State has been blamed for last October's suicide bombing at a peace rally in Ankara that killed more than 100. Turkey has also been battling the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, which has been waging a 30-year guerrilla campaign for more autonomy. The opening of some polling stations in Uganda has been delayed as voters prepare to cast ballots in presidential and parliamentary elections. At least five polling stations were still waiting for delivery of ballot papers after polls were to have opened. Eight candidates are competing for the presidency, with incumbent Yoweri Museveni and challenger Kizza Besigye considered the top contenders. Besigye, having completed his fourth campaign against the incumbent, said he expects the process will be neither free nor fair.
If we consider that this election is fraudulent to the extent that we reject the outcome, we shall do so. We shall make that recommendation to them that this is what we found. We don't consider that this election is something that we can respect. We therefore reject its outcome.
Mr. Museveni has held the presidency for the past 30 years, since the end of a civil war that ravaged the country for 5 years, ending in 1986. His other main challenger, former Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi, the 71-year-old Mr. Museveni, credited with restoring peace process and presiding over